This is HPR episode 2621 entitled, Liverpool Make First 2018, Channel Thomas aka Little Pink Maker, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Tony Hume aka Tony H1212, and is about 5 minutes long, and carries a clean flag. The summary is, in this episode I talk to Channel Thomas aka Little Pink Maker.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by Archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
This is Tony Hughes for Hacker Public Radio, and with me I've got...
Chanel Thomas.
And can you tell us what your other handle is?
So I'm also known as Little Pink Maker.
And I'm standing in front of your stall, and there's all sorts of really cool stuff. If you could tell us a little bit about it.
So I'm here at Liverpool Make Fest, and I brought with me a selection of biomaterials and sustainable ethical materials that makers can use to make their products for a ethical 2020 future Make Fest, basically.
Right, we were just having a pre-recording conversation and you told me a little bit about yourself, so...
So I have a background in very, I'm going to say, formal learning, and I moved to Denmark. I lived in Copenhagen at the moment, and I couldn't get a job. I moved there and I was told that my education was worthless and I wasn't to their high standard. So I bounced into tech and I became fully self-taught. So I found Fab Labs and I taught myself, and from there I basically now run a bio lab based in Copenhagen called Biology Garagen, which is Biology Garage in Danish. And we are open source citizen science. So you can come in and I can teach you how to make all of these plastics and more. I can test your DNA to tell you if you're a Viking. I can tell you if you have a gluten allergy, a lactose allergy. I can tell you why you have a double helix and, you know, why it splits in certain areas. We are full citizen science for a non-profit organisation.
That is really cool. I've just been tasting one of your products. Can you tell us about that particular item?
So that is a fully sustainable, what we call the bioplate. So bioplate is basically made with wheat bran and leftover brewery waste. So in Copenhagen, we obviously have Carlsberg. They make a lot of brewery waste. So we take from those guys and then we add in little small amounts of wheat. We then pressurize it with one drop of water and it creates these beautiful edible plates. And the idea is when you go to a food festival, these plates should replace the plastic ones, and they're fully edible. They're vegan friendly, they're fully compatible with lactose allergies, gluten allergies, and they taste great with cheese.
And if they don't get eaten, they can go on the compost heap.
Exactly. If they don't get eaten, it's fully biodegradable and fully sustainable. So you just break it up into pieces and it actually turns into like a fertilizer for your compost heap. So it also does good in that way too, as well as obviously saving all the plastic waste issue.
Yeah, you were also telling me about a leather project that you make. Can you tell me about how you make it?
So I make what's called bacterial leather. It's a form of SCOBY, which is a symbiotic yeast and bacteria culture. It's made from tea. So anyone can make this. It's most formally known as kombucha in the general world. But you can actually make leather from kombucha and bacterial cellulose, which is a layer that grows on the top of your tea when you leave it to get a little bit fuzzy and mouldy. It's a very safe bacteria. It's very non-harmful for the environment as well. And it also produces this beautiful golden colour, exactly like rawhide leather. So it's a sustainable option for the leather industry, because every year we pollute the oceans with 4.8 tons of metric waste just from the leather industry itself. So like that's a lot just for this small, you know, rawhide of one cow. So the future is, it's out there, you've got to make it.
Yeah, I've just been having a look at that, and again, it's fully biodegradable, yes. Can be composted after use.
Yes, exactly. Fully biodegradable, can be fully composted. The best way to break it down is to shred it into little pieces, put it into your compost heap, and it turns into a nitrous-rich fertilizer, which is great if you have potatoes and strawberries. So it's a really good alternative to the stuff that you would buy in B&Q, for example. It's also super cheap to make and do.
How would we find out about your products online?
So you can find me online at www.littlepinkmaker.com, and if you search for biology garaging, so just type in biology garage or type in algae beer, that's our latest product that we're making beer from seaweed. It's very interesting. But you can find me on all social media platforms, and we also do workshops all around the world. I'm currently about to go to Mexico, Peru and Ecuador after I finished in Liverpool to go and teach children in Latin America how to make bioplastics and how to be makers. And then I come back and I've just been offered a fellowship at MIT. So I'm off there in September for a while to go and show them what I've been doing and to learn from them too.
Wow, that's really cool. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.